Today is April 8th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Boy of 17 spends 3 days in jail for being drunk. After being confined in the city jail for 3 days on a charge of intoxication, a boy who gave his age at 17 years was tried before police judge Charles W. Smith yesterday and released. Judge Smith at first fined him $10, but when told that the boy had been in jail since last Friday night, dismissed him with the warning that any further offense would render him liable to severe punishment. When the boy smilingly declared that he would probably not get drunk soon because it was hard to get, Judge Smith warned him that his attitude was not smart and declared that if you want to act hard-boiled, I'm going to get hard-boiled with you. In other news, YMCA to ask $4,000 for budget. During the last week of this month, the local YMCA will start its drive for $4,000, the amount needed to complete the budget for the year. This is but two-thirds of the amount asked for last year. The board of directors have been using the pruning shears and have put the budget as low as is possible and still be able to carry on the work without lessening the efficiency. The estimated expenses for the year are $11,000, and the estimated source of income, $7,000, leaving but $4,000 to be raised by subscription. In other news, Twin City Dairy to issue stock. Decision to issue several thousand dollars additional stock to permit of extensive improvements to the plant of the Twin City Dairy at Simpson Avenue and Ontario Street, recently purchased from the Satsup Farmers Dairy, was reached at a meeting of stockholders of the new corporation last night. O. Martinson was elected president, Peter Booz vice president, and William Bonall secretary treasurer. Machinery will be installed to make the plant as clean and modern as possible, the news owners announced. And finally, fans and finettes offered season pass to name club. Fans, but no finettes, set in suggestions yesterday for a name for the Hoquiam Club of the Southwest Timber League. The list of suggestions will be published Thursday, Friday, and Saturday so that fans may vote on the suggestions. In other words, name their team. Kelso is called the Timberwolves. Aberdeen is the Black Cats. One suggestion yesterday was Splashers, another Hard Hitters. But let us have 50 or so to choose from. Send the suggestions to the Baseball Editor Washingtonian. They will be time-marked and numbered so that the person suggesting the title, which is chosen by the fans, will get the season pass offered by the club as a prize. Representatives of Hoquiam and Aberdeen clubs met with manager P. Bertrand of the Grace Harbor Railway and Light Company yesterday at 1 o'clock. He agreed to stand the expenses of mowing the hay in the electric park outfield, repairing the grandstands, including wire netting, etc., and putting the park in first-class condition. The two clubs agreeing to keep it in shape during the season. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 7, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of 3 new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here in the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first 3 decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. Starting this Saturday, the museum will be open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.